You're holding up Tzadik Aleph from Aleph. Yeah, the more against us, a little before. Omamah Zutra. From one third down. Omamah Zutra, Mishmed Rav Popo, Hilchasa, what's the maskana, what's the aloha? That achas bechayev, yachas bemoiso, yechlem ksubas bonadichrin. In a case where a man had one wife, and she died first, and then he married a second wife, and then the husband died. So halacha is that the second wife collects a ksuba b'teras abal chayiv. Still, the kids of the first wife have a right to collect the ksubas bonadichrin. And we're not afraid they'll come to have arguments, like we learned before. Invite the second chiddush also halacha is uksuba nases moisa lechaverta. That even though by ksubas bonadichrin we'll see, we had the Mishnah before, we'll see the next Mishnah also, that it's only if after the two sons take their mother's ksuba, there's a dinu left over, there has to be some money left over. But in the case here where the second wife collects a ksuba, b'teras sabal chayiv, the money that she collects is called a noiser, it's called like there was a Yerusha. And then when the first kids collect their mother's ksuba's bona dichrin, even though there's no money left over, it's okay. Now the Gemara asks, what do you have to say both these memories for? Bishlei mitzgud, iyashrimin, if you would have just let us hear, that achas b'chayiv, iyachas b'moisoi, yeshlem ksubas bonadichrin, if you would have just let us hear that chiddush, that even though there's only one son collecting his mother's ksubas bonadichrin, still we're not afraid of fighting of it lansuyei, v'lo yashrimin, and he wouldn't have let us hear the second chiddush, that ksuba nasas mois lachaverto, that the fact the kids paid off the second wife's ksuba, that's called noiser for bonadichrin. Have a mean, I would have thought, iyika moisa dinu, if there is a leftover money, in, it would be good. Ilai lai, if there wouldn't be any leftover money, no good. So that's why I have to hear the second chiddush also. Ela but, the question is, lishaminim, let us just, he should have just told us, that ksuba nasis moisla chaverta. That in a case like the case of our Mishnah, where he had one wife and she died first, and then he married a second wife, and then the husband died, so lochari is the second wife has a right to collect the ksuba. Because when the husband dies first, that's the din she collects the ksuba. So when she collects the ksuba, that's called nasa moiser. Now the first kid from the first of the first wife, when she died, there was no ksuba then. Just as halacha now, tonight ksuba, that when the husband dies, her children have a right to collect ksuba's bona dichrin. So they have a right to collect it. So Kashrut, let him just say the second chiddush. V'yanoyadan, I automatically would know then, why? Mishum diyachas b'chayiv, yachas b'moysa yeshlam, ksuba's bona dichrin. I would automatically know this first halacha, that in the case where only one kid is coming to collect his mother's ksuba, and the other kids don't collect, we're not afraid to come to fight. Like once we hear the second chiddush, I automatically know the first chiddush. So the question was, you have to say both chiddush before, let him just say the second chiddush. That when in this case, the second wife, when she collects her ksuba, that's called like Yerusha took place. Therefore the kids are paying off her ksuba. Now when the first kids come and collect the bon and dichrin, even though there's no money left over, still it's okay. Samara says, no, we have to have both chiddushim. If you would have just heard the second chiddush, Havamin, I would have thought like this. When do I say that a ksuba is nasa moiser? I would have thought kigoyin in the case shenosa shloi shenoshim. It could be with a man married three wives, and it was like this: umeisu shteyim b'chayiv. His first two wives died when he was still alive. So since they died first, really there's no ksuba. If the wife dies first, she doesn't collect a ksuba. There's only the Tanai that later when the husband dies, then her kids have a right, but when they're yashning their father, the kids of those two wives have a right to say, we want to collect our mother's ksuba. That's called ksuba's bona dichrin. So here that the first two wives died, those two kids have a right later after the husband dies to collect their mother's ksuba. Now the third wife, v'yechad b'moisai. The third wife, true, first the husband died, and then the third wife died. So the third wife, she has a right to collect her ksuba, because when her husband dies first, that's the halacha. Either when the husband gives his wife a get, or else if the husband dies first, that's when she collects the ksuba. Now what the case was, this third wife, that she died after he died, Yoledes Nekeva, he. All that she had was just girls, she didn't have any boys. Therefore, v'las bas Yerushi. There's no Yerusha because of the girl. Therefore, in this case, it's very good why there is a ksubas bonavichrin. Because who are the boys of the first two wives? And both those boys now are both coming to collect the ksubas bonavichrin of their mothers. So maybe in such a case, since both of them are collecting, they were not afraid they will fight. But even though after both collect, there's not a penny left over, still is good, since first they had to pay off the third wife, her ksuba. So if I would have just heard that chiddush, I would not know the first halacha. Aval, but what's going to be in a case of achas pechayiv yachas b'moisoi, where there are only two wives, and first the first wife died. True, she had boys, and then the husband died. So now the second wife collects her ksuba. And now if the first kids want to collect their mother's ksuba, bona dichrin, we should be afraid to come to fight? You led the Zochari. I would have said in such a case, Lechesh Lensuyei, maybe I'm afraid they'll come to fight. That since both wives here have kids, and you're telling me now only the first wife's kids has a right to collect Bateris Yerusha, their mother's ksuba. But the second kid doesn't collect Bateris Yerusha. True? They collect Bateris Abachayv, they collect their mother's ksuba, but not as Bona Dichrin. So here I would have thought maybe you do not say Ksubas Bonadichrin, Chamash Malon, that's a Chiddush Halacha, no, even in this case where there are only two wives, and they will be fighting, still we're not afraid about it. Still the first kids have a right to collect their mother's Ksubas Bonadichrin. And now the Mishnah says, Mi Shehoyu Noshu Shtei Noshim. A man was married to two wives, Umesu, and they both died first before him. So at the time when the two wives died, there's no ksuba. They don't have a right to collect the ksuba if the wife dies first. The yachakach mesu. Then the husband died. So now it's chala din Yerusha, that all the boys come and collect Yerusha, the father. The yosim mevakshin ksubas iman. Now there's a tanaik ksuba now that the boys from these two wives, each one has a right to collect the ksuba that their mother first brought in within the dunya. Now, let's say though, there's only enough money that the father left over to pay for these two ksubis, that's the halacha chokim b'shova. Then there's no halacha that the kids collect their mother's ksuba especially, but rather they divide equally the Yerusha. But what's going to be in a case? Let's say even after these two kids takes the mother's ksuba, the nafkumina is one wife brought in $1,000, and one wife only brought in 500. So let's say the father left over $1,600. So therefore, these kids collect, get Bateris Yerusha, their mother's ksuba, $1,000. And the second kids get their mother's ksuba, only $500. And the extra $100, that now they divide up equally Bateris Yerusha. So that's what I'm saying. Ho Yerusha Moisa Dinner. Let's say after the two kids will collect their mother's ksuba, there is still going to be some money left over that the father left over. Then that's talocha. Eilu noitlen ksuba simon. These kids have a right now, b'teresi Yerusha, to yarshin the money that their mother was supposed to get in her ksuba. V'yeilu noitlen ksuba simon. And the other kids from the second wife, they collect the ksuba their mother was supposed to get, how much was written inside the ksuba, was all the nedunya, all the presents that she first brought in. That's the halacha. This is the classical case of ksubas bona dichrin, where you had two wives, and both wives died first, and then the husband died. So now when the kids come to yashin their father, in a case where there's a lot of money left over to have Yerusha on, so we say before they start yashining, first they take their mother's ksuba, and each one first collects how much it says in their mother's ksuba, b'teris Yerusha. And we have before that at the corner of the Rabbonin, in order that the father-in-law at the beginning should give a big present to his daughter when she first gets married, because like this, the money will stay with her kids. So first her kids take the money that it says in her ksuba, and then the leftover money, they yarshin equally. What about Im Omru? Let's say there's only enough money for the two ksubas. So then the Reish of the Mishnah says, nothing doing. Then we don't give each kid his mother's ksuba, because then there won't be any din Yerusha. But rather we divide the money equally. But what's going to be now if the kids that deserve the bigger portion, their mother's ksuba was bigger, they should become smart. What's going to be in Mamru? They're going to tell us, in Mamru Yisoymin, if the kids from the mother that has the bigger ksuba, that they want to collect the money. So what's going to be, if they're going to be smart and say, Anachnu malim anichse yavinu yofedinu. They're true, our father left over two fields. And really these two fields are only worth $1,500. So since one ksub is $1,000, and the other ksub is $500, if the two kids will divide up the ksuba, there'll be no money left over. So we say nothing doing. There has to be a din yerusha. So we say the kids don't get separately their mother's ksuba, but rather they divide equally this $1,500. What's going to be now if the kids that deserve more money, they're going to say like this. One field, you think it's only worth $1,000. To us, we'll make believe as if it's worth $1,100. So it comes out the father left over two fields. One field is really only worth $1,000, and the other one only worth $500. So really it's only $1,500. But these kids will say, you know what, to us, we're going to make this field worth $1,100. So if you say $1,100 and $500 is going to be $1,600. So then there'll be enough money there to make a chalukah first for the ksubas bana dichrin. First, each kid will take separately the ksuba of their mother. One will take $1,000, one will take $500, and there'll still be $100 left over. So Mishnah says, no, they can't do that. And Shomim Lehen, we don't listen to them. Rather, Bezdin has to go down and see exactly how much these fields are worth. And if it comes out that the fields are only worth $1,500, that together it's only worth $1,500, so if so, there's no din, if there would be ksubas bana dichrin, there'd be no money left over for the two kids to yashin their father, so we don't say ksubas bana dichrin. Rather, the two kids yashin equally $750 apiece. What about hoyushom nechosim bero? Let's say there's nechosim there. Bero means that the father didn't collect yet, but people owe it to the father. When their father died, there's a certain amount of property that he has. That's called b'nei chayrin, what he has right now. Ro means what people owe him. Let's say people owe him a lot of fields. Still we say, ainu kiva muchzik. It's not sin like the father has it right now. Therefore, if the kids want to take their mother's ksuba, there has to be on hand right now what their father leaves over, enough property to say there'll be more money than these two ksubas are worth. But if there's enough money only for these two ksubas, then we don't say ksubas bana dichrin. Rabbi Shimon says a big chiddush. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu yeshom nechosim shein lehem achrayas. Even though the father left over a lot of metaltalim, nechosim means property shein lehem achrayas. Achrayas means you're not for sure going to get it. There is not property, not karka, not land. He left over utensils. Even if the father left over a lot of utensils, movable things, Einam klum, we don't care about those things. In other words, ad sheiyu shom nechosim sheish lem achrayis, yeser al shtei haksubas dinner. He holds that this yisoy that you get ksubas bana dichrin, we have to look as if after the two kids are going to collect their mother's ksuba, this one's going to collect her mother's ksuba, his mother's ksuba was $1,000. The other kid's mother's ksuba was $500. After they're going to collect this $1,500, there still has to be some karka, some land left over. That's from Shimon Shita. The Yerusha has to take place on land, and if there's not going to be any land left over, even though there's a lot of money left over still, there's still utensils, that's not enough. According to Reb Shimon, that the Rabbanan said, there has to be money left over after the kids divide up their mother's ksuba, that there has to be something left over to make a Yerusha on, the Yerusha has to be on karka. If there's still karka left over, good, then each kid takes his mother's ksuba. But if there's not going to be any karka left over, then we do not have the halacha of ksubas bana dichrin. That's this mission, that's the yisoid. Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says like this, explains it also. What's going to be lezu elef? One mother's ksuba was worth $1,000. Or lezu chomesh mayis. And the second mother's ksuba is worth $500. And each wife had kids. So there's one kid wants to collect his mother's ksuba of $1,000, and the second kid wants to collect his mother's of $500. So it depends. Im yesha moisa dinner, if there's more money than $1,500, there's like a dinner more than that, then we say true, eilu neitlin ksuba siman, the kid that he takes over his mother's ksuba of $1,000 first gets $1,000. V'yeilu neitlin ksuba siman, then the second kid gets his mother's $500. And then what's left over, the extra dinner, they have to divide up equally. that there still has to be a din Yerusha, some money left over that the kids divide up equally. V'yim lav, let's say if the kids will take the money, there's only $1,500, there won't be a penny left over, then we say the kids can't take the ksubas of their mother, but rather yachloka b'shava. Then we say the $1,500 that the father left over, the two kids now, the two boys, they're both his sons, they yashin equally, each one gets $750. Verse says pshita. Verse says pshita, what's going to be merubin? At the time when the father died, he had property that was worth a lot. Again, the ksubas, the two mothers' ksubas together was worth $1,500. One mother's ksuba was $1,000. She brought in with a big present when she first came in, $1,000. And the second wife only brought in $500. So what's going to be at the time the father died, his land was worth $1,600. At that time was worth a lot. So if you go bust at the time when the father died, true, the two kids, each one takes his mother's ksuba, and there's still going to be $100 left over to make Yerusha. But for the smile too, 10 days later, by the time they went to Bezin to make the chalukah, prices went down, and now the land is not worth anymore, or it's only worth exactly $1,500. So what do we do now? At the time when they go to make the extra chalukah, there's not going to be enough money to left over to make Yerusha. So Gemara says, so what? So Gemara says, kva zochu ben Yorshim. No, we go bust of the way it was at the time the second the father died. That's when Yerusha takes place. As soon as the father dies, that's when the kids, Yarshin, take over their father's property. So as soon as the father died, at that time his property was worth $1,600. So we look as if one kid got $1,000, the other kid got $500, and the next $100 is divided equally. So we look as if there was Yerusha that took place. That's Pshita. What's going to be the other way? Let's say Muwatin. At the time when the father died, the property was only worth exactly $1,500. So the way it is right now, we don't say Ksubas Bona Dichrin. Now if the kid that has less money gains on the deal, he has a right to say, listen, if we're going to divide the money, you $1,000, me $500, there's nothing left over to make Yerusha on. So therefore the Rabbanan did not make Ksubas Bona Dichrin. Therefore the kid that only gets $500 gains on the deal, and says, listen, we have to divide equally. But for this Rabu, what happened was a week later, by the time they actually went down to divide the karka, the property was worth more. At the time they went down to divide, now it's worth $1,600. So what do we say? Do we say now, no, we do make subas bona dichrin, because there will be $100 left over? Or else, no, go buster b'shas the mises hav, at that time, they were both zoiche equally with the money. So how do we look at it? So Mar says, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you proof. The property of this person, the Vei Batitzer, Muwatim, was the case that when the father died, there wasn't exactly $1,500 worth over, left over, that's all. So therefore, at the time of the Yerusha, we should not say, Ksubas Bona Dichrin, there won't be any extra money left over to make the Yerusha. But for this Rabu, a week later, by the time the kids really went to divide up the property, it was worth more already. Hevei, that was the case. They went in front of Rav Amram. Omer Rav Amram said, "Zil faisinu." You should know, "Go and be faisin" means let the one take his mother's ksuba. That there should be a dinik ksuba's bana dichrin. "Zil faisinu" means go pay the son. That the son that is supposed to get $1,000, go give him back some money. You took $750. You don't deserve it. He has a right now to get his ksuba's bana dichrin. So Marcel Layashkachu, the son didn't listen. His Amalu, he said, "In life I see, so if you don't listen and give back the money to him, Machina Luchu, I'm going to hit you, be Silula Deloy Mavra, Dama, with a thorn that doesn't make you bleed." So Rashi says, really, Mitzah, put you b'shamta, put you b'nidri, I'll give you a curse. That was the Maisa. But what happened later was, Shadrin Lekayim with Rav Nachman. They sent this case in front of Rav Nachman. Amal and Rav Nachman said, Tishem Shem Reuben Venisamatu, just like in the first case, where when the father died, there was $1,600 worth of property. So you're telling me then we go bust at the time the father died, and therefore we say there is a ksubas bana dichrin, because there was Yerusha at that time, even though later got worth less. Still you're telling me Zachu ben Yorshin, still the Yorshin was like ready. So I tell you the same thing the opposite way. Kach, the same halach applies Muatim. If at the time the father died, there was a small amount of money, only the exact $1,500, even though when it's rabble later got worse, more so what? Zochu ben Yoshin, Rashi learns. That means the Yoshim of the one that had less of the ksuba, he was Zeicha. In other words, we go basa b'shas misa. At the time the father died, that's when Yerusha is supposed to take place. At that time, the property was only worth exactly $1,500. So therefore, we don't say ksuba's bona dichrin. So at that time, the dlocher is, each kid gets an equal share. Therefore, the kid that his mother's ksuba was only 500 has a right to collect 750. Now, once he got the right to keep it, he does not have to give it up. Mor says the Maisa, Lahu Gabra was a person. Teve Maski Be Alfizuzi. He owed somebody $1,000. He borrowed $1,000. Hevele Treya Padne. He had two pieces of land, two palaces. He had two houses. Zavin Nochode Bechomishmeya. He sold one house for $500. Vechode Bechomishmeya. The second house he sold for $500. And vice versa, he used up the money. And now he's left with nothing. This guy has no money and no property. Now also Balchayv, the Malva that lent him $1,000 is now coming, collecting, saying, give me back my money. So the guy says, I'm broke, I don't have a penny to my name. Okay, but your land is meshuba to me. Listen, I have a shtar, so the property that you sold is meshuba to me. I have a right now to go to those people that bought your land, your house, and take it back. That's what happened. Also Balchayv, Torfu L'chodi Minayu. He went to one of the persons that bought the house, he took it away from them. Listen, my shtar comes first. I have a right to collect from a shibodim. Then he went to the second person that bought the second house and also took it away from him. Because he has a $1,000 loan and each house is worth $500. So that's the way he went to collect his $1,000. So now what happened was the second buyer, the one that bought the second house, did like this. Shokal Alpha Zuzi went over to him and took $1,000 in his hand. And said like this. Because of Lagabe. He went over to this malva, to this person that collected back these two houses, and said like this, Omalei, Ishav lucha alfe zuze lechaya. If this house that you took right now was worth $1,000, very good. Here's the $1,000. In other words, give me back the house, let me keep my house. V'loi, if not, shokal alfe zuze v'istalek. Listen then, take this $1,000 and that's it. Here's $1,000 and that's it. Give me back both houses then. Then I get back both houses. Like he only had a right to collect $1,000. And listen, here's $1,000 now, so don't bother me. The Rashi says, Ishav, he told me this, Ishav l'chu hu chodesh, the one house that you're taking away, if you want to keep that for $1,000, and leave me the second house, very good. That's what he told me. He told me like this, you took already one house. So if you want to consider that house like it's worth $1,000, okay. Just keep the first house, and let me keep the second house. But if you don't want to keep the first house for the value of $1,000, listen, I'll give you now $1,000 and give me back both properties. All you have a right to keep is $1,000. Here's your $1,000. So do we listen to him or not? That's our Mishnah, that you can't do this. The Mishnah says, the Momru Yisoymin, if the Yisoymin of the kids that the Ksub is worth more says, Hareyonu Ma'alim Anilsi Avinu Yafadiner, we're going to make believe as if the father's property is worth more than it's really worth. We don't listen to him. Seriously, you have no right to make the property worth more than it's really worth. Omle Rav, Rav said back, no midomi, what does one have to do with the other? Hosim in our Mishnah is Leipseda, Liasme. And now our Mishnah, one kids are going to lose out. In other words, since one kid's, their mother's soup is only 500. The other kid, his mother's soup is 1,000. So true, the way it is right now that their property is exactly 1,500, that there's no ksubas bana dichrin, so the second kid, that their mother's soup is only worth 500, is going to gain on the deal. They're going to get now 750. Whereas if the other kids are going to make the property worth more, so then they'll collect $1,000, and the other kids will only get 500. So you want those kids to make business on the property, to make the property worth more, to make the other kids lose out, that you don't say. But Hoch, in this case over here, he's doing the right thing. Me Islay said, is he losing out anything over here? Alpha Yoyiv, the Alpha Shokel, the guy lent $1,000. And now the guy that has the field is saying, here's $1,000 back. Slamaisi, you're getting paid back the money you got. So therefore, he has a right to say, give me back this property right now, and I'm paying you $1,000 for it. So the guy gets back his property for $1,000. Now, v'tirfa b'kama kasvinim. Comes out the second braya, when the property was taken away from him, it costed him $1,000 to keep the property. So, he, Mustam, bought the property, also v'achrayis. So he's going to go back to the person that sold him to collect his money. The question is, how much money does he have a right to collect now? So Ravina Amar Bialfa, he has a right to get back $1,000. Since he ended up paying $1,000 for his karka, for his land to keep it, he has a right later to collect $1,000 for it. Rabbi Avihu Amar no, b'chamish meya, you only have a right to collect $500. That's how much the property is really worth. That you paid $1,000, that you did on your own, nobody asked you to do it. Like for you, it was worth $1,000, that's why you paid $1,000 to keep it, that's what you did. But now when you want to get your money back from the person that sold it to you, you can't get back more than $500. That's how much the property is really worth. And that's takat halacha v'hilchos. So the halacha is b'chamish meya, that you only have a right to collect back now $500. In other words, you bought this house for $500. Now when the malva wanted to take it away from you, you paid him $1,000 to keep it. That was your own business. You shouldn't have done it. So therefore, when you have a right now to collect back from the loiva, from the person you bought the house from, you could only collect back the $500 that really was worth, not more. This is another story like this. A who garv, another case, another person, teve maski bei meyazuzi. He owed somebody $100. He owed $100. Hevele tre kitina diarya. He had two small pieces of land. Chad zvinu bechamshin. One he sold to somebody for $50. Vechad bechamshin, and the second land he sold for $50. So the kids are now also balchayv. The balchayv came back and said, listen, I lent you $100. Pay it up. The guy says, I'm broke, I don't have a penny to my name, and my two lands I just got finished selling, and the money I lost already, I don't have anything. So the locher is now, the malva has the right to go to those people that bought the land and gets the land back. So also, the Baal Choyv came, Torfo Lechad Minayu, he collected one land worth $50, Hoder Osik Torf Lidach, then he went and took the second land for the next $50. What? So the ma'aseh was for Hoda Osik Torf Lidach here. Now same story. Shaka Kuf. Now the person that bought the second property came to this guy now with $100 and said like this. Shaka Kuf Zuz, he took $100. O Kozal Lagavein, he went to the Malva and told him, Viomale. He said to him, Ishov Lacho Kuf Zuzi Lachaya. If this property you took right now is worth $100, very good. Like keep the first property and the second property let me have. You already collected your $100. V'loib, if you want to say no, the first property is only worth $50. Therefore, you want to collect now the second property also. Eshako kuv zuzi. I'm paying you $100 right now. V'yistala can go away. If I get back my field right now. That's what he did. So, Salva Rabbi Yosef, Lamein Rabbi Yosef thought to say, again, Haino Mastitin, that's our Mishnah, you can't do this. If Yosef want to say that the property is worth more, we don't let them say that. Here also, you have no right to make this $50 property become have the value of $100. So, Mulay Abaye said back again, Midami, what does one have to do with the other? Hosa mislub say the liasmi. And now, Mishnah, we don't let the kids with the big ksuba collect because they're ruining it for the other kids, that their mother's ksuba is less. So, therefore, they're much happier now to make no ksubas bonadichrin. So, we don't let the other kids ruin it for the other ones. But Hoch over here, might say this lay. What does he lose out? Meyer Yoyev, Meyer Shokel. Lemaisa, the guy lent $100, and now he's getting $100 worth more. He's getting back his $100. So if so, let him do it. He can tell him, if you want to keep the field, very good. If not, here's $100 and give it back to me. So Morris says again the same shalav atir for bekama kasvinin. So comes out now the guy paid $100 to keep his ground, to keep his land. So now how much money does he have a right to get back from the person he bought it from? Vatir for, like how much of a shtar do we write him up that he has the right to collect that was taken away from him? Ravinu Amabameya, listen, he had to pay $100 to keep his ground. So he has a right to collect $100, that's what it cost him to keep it. Rabbi Avihu Amano, the Chamishin, he only has a right to collect $50. That's how much the ground was really worth. That you paid $100, that shouldn't be taken away from you, nobody asked you to do it. you should have let it be taken away, and you get your $50 back. That that you paid $100 for it, that's your business. You only have a right to collect $50 what the cock was really worth. That that you had to pay $100 for it, that's your own business. But really it was only worth $50, and therefore when it's taken away from you, you had to pay $100 for it, you only have a right to get back $50, and not more. All right, turn off.